This goes to Cora Pavlik, P-A-V-L-I-K, N like November, P like practice. Fax is 989-842-1110. Regarding Shirley, S-H-I-R-L-E-Y, middle initial A like Anne, Bigelow, B-I-G-E-L-O-W. Date of birth is 3/19 of 1951. Dear Cora, this is a face-to-face follow-up visit for Mrs. Bigelow with hypertension, type 2 diabetes, and hypercalcemia. Her last visit was December 5th of last year. Since that time, her kidney function has actually improved. We have been checking labs every 3 months, and her most recent creatinine done June 1st of this year was 0.8 with estimated GFR above 60. She had started taking calcium again, though. She takes 1,200 milligrams of calcium with vitamin D every day and now does have an elevated calcium level. So we have instructed her to hold the oral calcium supplements. Her calcium level was 10.8 with a normal albumin level 4.7. She has been having trouble with confusion and was recently started on Aricept 5 milligram daily. Other new meds include Imdur, 30 milligram daily, Tramadol, 50 milligrams she takes one daily, Aspirin, 325 milligram daily, Baclofen, 10 milligram three times a day as needed. She's still on Pristique, 50 milligram daily, and Ozempic. She takes 0.5 milligram once a week, Pepcid, 20 milligram twice a day, Cozar is 50 milligram daily, Zocor 20 milligram daily, Synthroid 25 microgram daily, and Carvedilol 3.125 milligram twice a day. She's off Glucotrol, she's off Tradjenta, and now she'll be off calcium. She denies any hospitalizations or procedures since her last visit, and her weight is down 11 pounds over the last 6 months. She attributes that to being on the Ozempic. It seems to suppress her appetite quite a bit. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. No cough, wheezing, or sputum production. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. No edema. Physical examination. Her weight is 205 pounds. Blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 122 over 56. Pulse is 75 and oxygen saturation 94% on room air. Neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. No edema. She does have a very sore left hip, and she is ambulating with a cane. And she states that she may be having surgery on that left hip soon. She also reports her last hemoglobin A1C was 6.2. And labs, the most recent lab studies were done June 1st, 2023. Creatinine 0.8, calcium elevated 10.8, electrolytes normal, albumin 4.7. Her hemoglobin is 13.6 with normal white count and normal platelets. One, stage 2 chronic kidney disease with improved creatinine levels. 2, hypertension. 3, type 2 diabetes. And 4, hypercalcemia. We've asked the patient to continue to have lab studies done every 3 months and a new order. And the patient has an order on file at Alma Hospital. She also should hold oral calcium at this time due to the elevated calcium level and the history of hypercalcemia and how that impacts kidney function. And 3, she will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CMP/Jose Fuente, MD.